All right. I'm late to the gym. Let me tell you why I'm late, though. I did get up at the time I was supposed to get up, but I have literally spent about 30 minutes searching for my AirPods. I checked everywhere. I checked in all the vehicles. I checked in all of my pant pockets. I checked in every drawer, the closet. Still no AirPods. And you know, you can't work out without your AirPods. I mean, I know a lot of people do, but for me, I like to block out the external world and be in my own world. So I have to have those AirPods. And so I go back upstairs and I'm like, man, where are my AirPods? And I'm thinking, the last time I had them were yesterday when I was at the gym. And I'm like, I know I didn't leave them at the gym because the case is missing and I don't take the case in the gym. And then I thought to myself, well, I did go by the restaurant yesterday. Long story short, I checked the one place that I hoped they were not at. And it was in the washing machine. Yeah. I checked the wash machine after the clothes had been washed. And lo and behold, the pants that I wore yesterday to the gym are in the washing machine, soaking wet. And guess what's in the pocket? You're right. The AirPods. With the case. Now, I don't know if I think the AirPods are supposed to be waterproof, but I don't know about the case. So I take the AirPods out of the pocket, open it up, and sure enough, that little green light is on, indicating that it does have power. Then I take the AirPods out and I put them in my ear. And I turn my music on, and sure enough, the AirPods work like new. What am I getting at? Why am I telling you this? First of all, there's a lot for you to learn from this story. I just told you that I'm late to the gym. But if you are conscious enough, you can hear that I am headed there regardless. Okay? So starting late is better than not starting at all. Second of all, don't give up. I could have gave up looking for those AirPods and just went and bought more, but I didn't give up. I kept searching. I could have settled and went to the gym without the AirPods, but I refused to settle. I wanted what I wanted. And so I kept looking until I found it. Another thing you can learn from this is that when you think it's over, when you find what you're looking for and it looks like it's not gonna work, wrong. It will work. It will work. It can work if you work it. Now, obviously, I didn't work the AirPods, but I kept a positive spirit the entire time I was looking for those AirPods. And I believe that because I did not panic, I believe that because I kept a positive attitude, that I found the AirPods in working condition. Hey, my AirPod case needed to be cleaned anyway. So I'm just here to remind you that you don't have to make a small thing into a big thing. Some people, when they wake up in the morning and, you know, they didn't find the thing that they think they need or whatever, they'll let that ruin the rest of their day. Now, if I wouldn't have found those AirPods, let's just say that I lost them. Well, I would have done two things. First thing I would have done is forgave myself for losing them. The second thing I would have done is also forgave myself for, let's just say I found them, but they wasn't working. I would have forgave myself for leaving them in my pocket, and that would have been a very expensive lesson. But the third thing I would have done, and I know I told you I'll do two things. The second thing I would have done, I would have went and purchased more. Because they make more. It's just material stuff. They make more of it. So when you lose material stuff, when you lose money, when you lose a car or house or a wallet or, you know, these things can be replaced. These things can all be replaced. It's okay. You don't have to let it ruin your day. You don't have to let it ruin your week. You can choose to see the good in everything. That's what it's about for me. And you never stop going for what you want in life. Always be persistent. Always tell yourself that you can have what you want and even better. You can have better than what you want. Sometimes you think you want this one thing, and there could be something better waiting for you, or the thing that you want could be becoming better so that it's ready for you when you get it, and so that you're ready for it when you get it. Stay patient. So many people give up on their dreams. So many people give up on their online business. So many people throw in the towel when they feel things are not working in the way that they think they should be working. But sometimes you just have to find the secret way to work it. Secret way to work it. Got this video right now that's on TikTok that's kind of gaining some traction. And this video is all about how we run away from our own anxiety and we numb ourselves with, you know, things like drugs and alcohol in order to suppress the anxiety. But in that video, you know, it came through me that anxiety is our soul's opportunity or attempt to get our ego's attention. And that if we have the courage to face that anxiety, sit with it, see through it, we can use that to tap into some very, very deep reservoirs of our spiritual selves. I believe that you're powerful. I believe that you have untapped possibilities. Now, I don't know that. That's why I said I believe it. You could be an NPC for all I know. But I believe that you have untapped possibilities. Hell, even an NPC is somebody that has an untapped possibility. So anyway, I just want to remind you that all you have to do a lot of times is just stay the course. Stay persistent. Ignore what is showing up. You know, one of the things that grinds my gears? People that tell you to be realistic. Ah, you got to be realistic. Fuck those people. You know, like, fuck those people. And the reason why I say that is because I just imagine being born in the 1920s. And someone thought of creating something that existed today, and they said, hey, be realistic. Be realistic. That's not possible. What do you mean you want to create a cell phone or whatever? That's not possible. And here we are today walking around with cell phones. What if it was possible for those inventions to be, you know, created years ago, but somebody taught that person out of it? Like, we think we're advanced now, but just imagine the person that had a great idea for an invention in the 1920s, but they let some hater talk them out of it because the hater was like, you need to be realistic. You know? it's easy to say, well, you know, things had to happen and evolve for us to get to where we are right now. And so everything happened in a timely manner. It did it. We think we are advanced, but what if we are behind because somebody somewhere is allowing someone to talk them out of their dreams? Anybody that's telling you to be realistic is probably a well-intentioned, short-sighted sapsucker. A well-intentioned, short-sighted sapsucker is what I'm going to call those individuals. They don't know what they're talking about. Everything that we have right now was once deemed to be unrealistic by somebody at some point in history. I want you to think about that. Everything that we have right now in society in 2023 is when I'm recording this. So shouts out to all the people in 3023 that's listening to this. Everything that we currently have in society right now, even the device that I'm talking on right now, all of those things were deemed to be impossible by somebody at some point in history. So never let anybody tell you what's possible. There are still great things that you can discover. This is why I started podcasting. Because when I started podcasting, I was the only one that I had access to that was thinking into the future. I knew how big the internet was going to be in our lives, even more than it was back then, 12 years ago when I first started podcasting. And most people didn't understand what a podcast was back then. Now everybody's podcasting. I would tell my friends, hey man, y'all need to get on this internet stuff. You need to start an internet business, I'm telling you. And everybody just kind of looked at me like I was nuts. Who's laughing now? Who in the hell is laughing now? I'll tell you who's laughing. This guy, me. I'm laughing. So I just wanted to let you know that, you know, think big. Be unrealistic. Be unrealistic. Never stop. There's a shit ton of people in the gym today for some reason. Bravo to everybody in the gym. But be realistic. I mean, be unrealistic. Excuse me. Be unrealistic. Go for what you want in life and never let anyone tell you that your dreams are not possible. Anything is possible. That's why I go to the gym so early in the morning, because I'm going for the impossible. I'm about to be 40 and I look 27. It's yoga body. You know, I call myself yoga body Robbie as a joke, but seriously, I'm looking good. I'm looking great. I mean, you can wash a load of clothes on my six pack now. I had a dad bod just a couple months ago. I had a pot belly just a couple of months ago. If you work it, it will work. Ask to yourself. Oh yeah, by the way, webassetgroup.com. It's the only place where you can get me to respond to you. Master yourself.